This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. If you're like me, you've undoubtedly had more than one misadventure with today's modern devices. And that's what we're going to talk about today, when technology goes wrong. Our first story by Winter Prosapio starts with Winter saying, "We often hear people worrying about robots taking over the world. We imagine a world where suddenly everything we do will be replaced by machines that will do it better and faster. Well, I'm here to tell you that if the self-scanning section of retail establishments is any indicator, we've got nothing to worry about for a very long time." Winter says that she generally avoids the self-scanners at stores. She wants to support the checkout personnel, the humans. And also, she hates the self-scanners because they are so finicky if you don't do exactly what they say and in the right order. She describes her attempts at using a self-scanner, saying, "My experience at the self-checkout goes something like this. I scan the first item. The price comes up. I put it in the bagging area. The machine asks me to put it in the bagging area. I pick up the item and put it back down in the bagging area again. The machine asks me to put the item in the bagging area. I push on the scale a little. Then the machine asks her if she wants to just skip bagging, to which she responds with a grateful yes. Winter moves on to the next item. She says, I scan the next item. It is not found. I scan it again. It is still not found. I obviously have it, but the machine is having an existential crisis and simply cannot find it. She gives up on that item and tries another. It should cost $1.25, but the machine says it is $5. She puts that aside and tries another item, which scans fine. But when she puts that item, the recognized item, in the bagging area, the machine says there is something unknown there. Well, now there is a backup behind her in the self-scanning line, the one that is supposed to speed people out the door. Four people wait impatiently behind Winter. The clerk indicates she'll be right over to help. And two people in line behind Winter start doing things on their phones as if to show her that they know how to use technology. And Winter can only conclude, "We have nothing to worry about when the robots take over, because they're going to need lots of human intervention."
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Carol McAllister was foiled by technology as well. In her case, she was bested by her Echo device from Amazon. One night, as she was getting ready to go to sleep, she called out to her device in the kitchen, "Alexa, play Sounds to Sleep By." And then she and her cat snuggled into bed and went to sleep. During the night, though, a heavy object landed on Carol's stomach and she woke up with a shriek. It was 3 a.m, and usually the cat didn't wake her that early. She tried to go back to sleep, but the cat wouldn't let her. The cat kept pressing her paws into Carol, trying to wake her. She even jumped over to the bedside table and deliberately used her paw to knock things on the floor. So Carol got up, and then she realized the cat was being helpful. She was warning Carol because there was the sound of running water. Carol got up to search for the running water, and when she couldn't find it, she realized there might be a broken pipe in the walls. In fact, the sound seemed to be coming from inside one of the kitchen walls. She says, "I could feel my muscles tense up and my hands shake because I was now convinced a pipe had burst and water could be flooding the adjoining apartment." She picked up the phone to call the building's maintenance people for this emergency, but then it hit her. Remember the sounds to sleep by she had asked for? All she had to do now was say the magical words, "Alexa, stop." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. Go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you have your own humorous story to share, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website, because we are already collecting for next year's humor book. And we're always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories that will give you goosebumps from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels.